Yeah, morning, everybody. Welcome to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu. First of all, I'd like to thank Ikeja Electric for doing the needful when I approached them on a particular issue concerning my people. Thank you very much. Okay, today is the first Daily Digest of the week. Yes, all of you are excited. Chief Bode George is in the house live. It's not by photos, but he's live here and looking dapper as usual. Uncle, good morning, sir.
My pleasure.
Yes, I'd like to let you know that we'll be talking mainly about PDP issues. Mm-hmm. His views on APC are well known, and I don't think his views on APC and their candidates is well known. But there are enough PDP issues, to keep us discussing for 1 hour. And it's a pleasure to be here, sir. So sorry, I've been here for 2 years. I thought, the last interview I had with you was here.
Oh.
I didn't know. So sorry that you had to take. But it was a nice fresh ride in the morning.
Absolutely.
In a nice air-conditioned car.
With the Lagos traffic.
Part of the fault of the Lagos traffic is yours, sir, because I'd always been a strong advocate of having a very strong PDP that would balance up, not necessarily to be at the helm of affairs, but that will balance up things. But we'll talk about that. We'll get to that pretty soon. The first thing I need to ask, sir, is what exactly is happening to this issue of the five governors? And initially, you were part of the group. You did speak once or twice.
Part
of the group.
Absolutely.
But you've been kind of silent, though.
You know, when you get to a certain age in this game, I had been an everyday man on PDP.
Yes.
You can't be there perpetually.
Yes.
So when the younger ones are now on the front line.
Okay, you are the generals at the back.
The commanders are...
At the back.
Absolutely. So we are still there. They have the energy to move from location A to location B.
Mm-hmm.
I'm closer to 80 now. So what am I going to be looking, running around? There's a time for everything.
Yes.
That's why they came, they honored us to say, Baba, we will come to Lagos for the briefing of the larger group.
Yes.
You know, the governors, five of them, easy for them to move around. But the general meeting where you saw former governors, former members, founding fathers of the party.
Mm.
In fact, some couldn't come. Former governor of Gombe State.
Yes.
Couldn't come. Jerry Gana couldn't come. Jerry Gana was the secretary of the founding fathers, the G14. And Governor Jang. Governor Jang was also there, and a few of the members in the House and senators were present. But on the front line, on the daily management part of it, we were like the board members. They meet every day, discuss, and if there's any negotiations, from the other side, they sit with them. But occasionally, they got to come and brief us.
Okay, sir. By the way, I'd like to let everyone know that we're on Facebook Live and YouTube. So if you actually want to watch it, what was going on, please feel free to do so. Also, we'll be taking questions and comments at some point. Let's follow the usual rules, call from a quiet place, and let's stick to the topic and no foul language. Okay, I know this political era, people get worked up. So what the issue really is that IU should leave.
Yeah.
Are you still insistent on that?
Absolutely. I would explain. Because unless you've been part of the grassroots, the roots, the foundation part of the party, you may not know the tenets. You know, the First Republic, we had political parties that were absolutely tribal. The NPC was for the North, the Action Group was for the West, and the NCNC was mainly for the East. Now, regional government, yes. of course, we also had federal government. Now, and in each region, including federal, majority in the north had their way and their say, while the minorities were mere onlookers. Remember the UMBC from Papa Solomon Lodge, Estaka, and all that. Now, also in the south, you had the minorities and the majority. The majority had their way and their say, while the minorities had their... They were just mere onlookers. So that created so much friction in this country that it was near impossible until the explosion, the political explosion in the southwest, in Lebanon. You remember in western region, the crisis that led to... And that friction led to the first coup. 1966, January. There was a second coup, a counter coup by July 1966. Now, all that hullabaloo led us to the Civil War. And after the Civil War, the military were now fully entrenched. And you know, the way we run the military is like a pyramid.
Yes.
There's always a boss at the top.
And he backs others down the line.
And the others don't come from the bottom up. It goes from the top to the bottom. But having been part of the civil life, the power comes from the bottom up. You are the servant of the people. Now, so what then they did was in and out military, then Shagari came, still the friction was still there.
Sorry,
so let me
time. Because of time. Yes.
Now, quickly, the founding fathers of our party.
Yeah. Yes.
When Jerry Abdoulami now decided the military was getting out of governance, they met. And who were these founding fathers? I will mention the key people. We had Chief Bola Ige from the southwest. From the southeast, Dr. Alex Akweme. And Papa Jimmy Obudo. In the north central, we have Papa Solomon La and some others. Rimi from Kano, the Talakawa's party. Then the old MPN and the old NPC. Babasi Roma was there, Bamanga Tuku, Professor Aminu, and Papa Awoniyi from Kogi. These people met here in Lagos and thought, look, what was the best way to resolve this friction and stabilize this country? And what was that friction? That even if you are from the majority tribe, that doesn't give you the wisdom or the knowledge to manage the affairs of this country as against minority tribes. You know, God created us.
I know.
And he gave us every part of whatever you did. First, you don't decide where you want to be born. Two, he gives the wisdom, knowledge as he wishes.
Okay, sir, do you think that... because time is not our friend here.
You see, the key point is this.
Yes.
They now met these founding fathers.
Yes.
And decided that, look, we must remove this friction in this country that had been a plague for our
development. So you think that with the presence of IU now, that friction is there?
No. If I don't tell you how he got there. Now, they met, they divided Nigeria into six geopolitical zones.
Okay.
Northwest, northeast, north central, southwest, southeast, south, south.
Yes.
And came up with the six top positions in the land. The president, the vice president, the senate president, the speaker of the house, secretary to government, and the national chairman of the party. Six geopolitical zones, six top positions. So no matter how small your tribe, you will go home with something.
Something.
That created the inclusivity.
Okay, sir. Sorry I'm putting you under some kind of rush, but time is our enemy
of
here.
Of course.
Does this mean, okay, you want IU to resign and have a southern chairman?
No.
Okay, sir, very quickly. If there is provision for a southern chairman, would you be contesting, sir?
Me? No.
No, fine.
Let me tell you one thing. We have an adage in my part of the world that says, O Alomode, O Fakoyo, O Anigripa, O Dabira. wa do gbon kongi wa seju pa ko pa ko bi akoka se gba I laaro tarugo sun ko mo simply put
yes.
At this age what am I looking for what am I
okay
for?
The reason why I ask sir is that that had always cropped up. Now where we are now,
yeah.
A lot of people know the history.
Yeah. They may not.
Well, those who should know. The question I want to ask now is, if we, because I seem to be running about time, is not that way. If what kind of process would you want? How would you want IU removed?
Would you
want him to resign? And how would you then elect another chairman?
You know, the expediency. Now, what happened? It's a northern gentleman who is retiring as the president.
Yes.
We if I have quickly explained these six geopolitical positions.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if the presidency goes to the north, vice president must come to the south.
Yes.
Senate goes to the north,
mm-hmm.
speaker to the south,
mm-hmm.
secretary to the north, chairman of the party goes to the south.
Okay.
Now, so it means the odd numbers, if they are in one zone, the even numbers will be on the other zone.
Hmm.
If you now have, and after 8 years, all those positions in the north will come to the south, and all the other positions in the south will go to the north. So you have guaranteed the sustainability of positive inclusivity in the system.
Hey, but
then when you say, are you couldn't? How did Atiku emerge? That's what you should have asked.
Hmm.
You know, because if you don't start from there, that's number one. You won't be able to get number six. So when he emerged, the zoning committee that handles these six positions
yes.
had already met and decided that it was the time for the South
to proceed for presidency.
Now, they had now zoned the chairmanship of the party to the north. Remember, it was Secundus who was chairman.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
They've now zoned chairmanship
yes.
to the north.
Yes.
And IU emerged. When he emerged, usually Section 7, Subsection 3C of our current constitution guarantees that rotation and zoning must be sacrosanct and that positions of party management and the elective offices must be zoned at the same time. So what they did, Secundus committee did, was they only zoned the party positions and left the political elective positions.
Can I say by implication that you are not a supporter of Atiku in this race?
No, that's nothing. The party...
If Atiku does come if he comes to... campaign in Lagos.
Yes,
you'll be there.
If it comes to campaign with the situation now,
yes.
How would I? How do I? You see what has happened now. The chairman of the party is
yes.
from the north. The director general of the national campaign is also from the north. Number three position, the presidential candidate is from the north. Now south has the vice presidential candidate.
Mm.
Right now. On the southeast, you have the acting board of trustee chairman, which has no, is not part of.
Yes, yes.
Now, what do we have in the southwest?
Nothing.
Right. So how do I, Bode George, the Atono Odua of Yoruba land, go to the rostrum and campaign? So we are asking them, give us support, flesh us up, give us the tools. Because unfortunately for us, the other man carrying the flag, the APC flag is a Yoruba man. And he will come around and say, Omo eni o le shwe di bebere, ke file ke si e di elu mi. Yeah. What do we tell
you? Would you be supporting that man because
Omo
eni o le shwe?
No, I would. He can double the D and be from now to...
I had said we won't talk about that.
I will not.
I am an
irredentist PDP man.
Yes.
What we are asking for, is just
so if Atiku and he will come and campaign.
Yeah, he will come.
Would your gubernatorial candidate go because it's under your
yeah,
whatever?
Once he got the ticket, unless he's just a green man in the party, I'm acting as a father of the party. You know, in our local parlance, we say agba oniwa loja kori omo tuntun. The essence of age and old age is to sustain positive activities of your culture.
Yes.
If the kids are doing things that are not in our interest and in our culture, it is for the older ones to say, look, my friend, we don't do that here. I remember my father would hold my ears when I was young and steered it to his whatever level to say, we don't do that in this family house.
So are you saying that if Atiku does, if he does come to campaign, Jandor would, he's free to go.
He's free to do whatever he wants to do. But what we are saying, for the larger public, because these issues have been inside, within the closed doors. Then, now it's not, people are now wondering, now how do you want the votes of my people without giving them consideration that they are still members of this party? Now, you are telling us, wait until after the election. Then we will do that. It means that, you know, in those days, people would have accepted. But with the current experiences in this country, absolutely. If you a bird in hand is better than a million flying and, you know, all over the place aimlessly.
Okay.
We are asking simple matter. And that is what has brought all the five governors together. There's nothing else.
Are you happy with the way Governor Wike is conducting himself?
Yeah. What is wrong with it?
No, I didn't say there was anything wrong. I just wonder if you're happy.
Yeah.
All the, you know, the theatrics and everything.
That's all party political activities. You remember when Akintola was Papa Olo was gifted, very knowledgeable, but he wasn't a gifted orator.
Yes.
You had those who would cap up the campaign.
Yes.
I remember as a young fellow going to Isale Gogon there this place there, Isale Ko there, anytime there was any national campaign. And Papa Akintola would come. I remember some of the things he said to capture the attention of the people. That's part of it. This guy was giving X much. What is governance? The management of the resources of the land for the benefit of the people. Hasn't he done well? Hasn't he done well? Hasn't he performed? Look at the number of projects he's commissioning. Look at the center, the medical center that he built. Look at all the flyovers.
So he's done that. How come he didn't become the governor? Or he was not even considered for VP?
That is political.
And but did you support him in that bid?
Oh yeah, I supported.
You supported that weekend.
But I wasn't a member of the committee that set up to consider who will be. And then, of course, the committee responded positively that they were going to support Wike. The decision for TWIC is that's all history.
Okay,
let's face the reality.
What is real? Okay, we have to take a short break, sir.
Okay.
We're going to take a short break, and I promise you it will be as short as it can be.
Okay.
When we come back, I'll continue with Chief Bode George, and then we'll take your questions and reactions, so don't go away. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Jimmy Disu, right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
You're welcome back to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu, and I have Chief Bode George here. He's well known to you, doesn't need any introduction. Now, Chief George, the governor of Oyo State was quoted as having said that his people should vote for a Yoruba man in the presidential elections. I saw it in the papers where he said that that they should vote, and it hasn't been refuted to the best of my knowledge. Are you aware of that, sir?
No,
you are not.
Because what I know is.
So is he going to campaign for what's his name, for Atiku, or he's going to say?
You know, the party is the party. till now, if you read the communique that we issued after our meeting,
yes,
that we still stand on decisions that was taken in Port Harcourt, which means we are still irredentist members of the party. You know, 24 hours in politics is
a long time.
And then they keep talking about 94 days to election. Multiply that by 24 and it see the number of hours.
But Wike has been romancing with Peter Obi. You know, and it has been said on the streets, I don't know, you know, those in power never get to hear these things, that you probably have some kind of relationship with the Labour Party.
Anybody can say whatever they want. You know, as you go along in your journey of life,
yes,
if you bother about the number of dogs barking at you, and you need to start throwing stones at them, you never get to your destination. I'm used to that. The time will come. That's why we said the discussions are still wide open. We haven't closed any doors yet.
Okay.
Yeah, for reconciliation and proper visitation to the tenants.
Is there any sign that that is coming? Is there any sign?
You never close. That's, you know, 24 hours in politics is a long time.
Yes.
Atiku went to meet the governors
in
Port Harcourt, discussing with them, telling them, still guaranteeing that we will resolve this crisis. So it is still open.
Has he called you, though?
No.
Isn't that a bit strange?
Well, you know,
given your position,
if you have regard for people, you do that. He's my friend, I supported him severally.
You think he doesn't have regard for you?
I don't know. I don't want to jump into any conclusions. You know, he's busy. Mr. Presidential Candidate, it's a hell of a lot of work. So maybe by the time he sorts out his tactical table, we network, we talk. Some of even his children, we talk. His wife, Titi, we talk. Some of the other leaders from the north,
yes.
they've been to me. I've explained explicitly, you know, our position.
Okay. Chief George, you have to come to Lagos. First of all, I want to register my disappointment with the PDP for the past. Only God, you know that I was. I said it on air that we would like politics put in a balance.
Yeah.
It's not about who wins the election, but we just. And the PDP. By the way, let me use this opportunity to say what I said on Saturday, that Jimmy Agbaje is still a member of the PDP. I hinted sometime last week that we don't know, you know, but he reacted, and I apologize. I didn't want to upset him. But he's still is he still a member of the PDP, sir?
I hadn't seen Jimmy for a while. I believe he must still be. You know, politics is...
When you say you haven't seen him for a while, I mean, what kind of time frame are you looking at? 3 months?
Yeah.
He hasn't been to... haven't you had meetings in Lagos?
He had never been to any of our meetings. That's his choice anyway. The elders, you know, I'm no longer in the front line now. We are like the upper chamber. Resolving issues. There are other younger ones.
He was your last gubernatorial candidate. Given that position,
he should be there.
Yes.
But it's his choice if he doesn't want to attend. If there's anything about our papa, I'm sure he gets involved because that's his local government.
Oh, I see.
He gets involved with his local government.
Maybe he's semi-retired.
That will be.
Can you explain to me, sir, how Mr. Adedinran, was able to come from the APC, get into the PDP, and won the ticket.
Yeah. Now, usually I don't want to lower my bridge and take our internal issues to the public.
But there are issues.
There are issues. Mm-hmm. And he knows. And then the people who brought him and all those people, They know what my views are, and I don't want to go into the national plate and take something that is still within a resolution.
It's still manageable. Yeah. So they're invariably hinting that all is not well.
There are problems. He knows.
What are these problems, if I may ask?
We will resolve them because as a leader, I kids will always be kids. But you must...
You think he's not experienced?
No, not that. No, he's an experienced... When it comes to the management of the policies, the tenets of the democracy in our party,
yes,
you know, he's still on the landing rope. So, we guide him.
How was he then able to become the candidate?
You know, what happened was the managers in Abuja, not now, got involved and they thought they could know your house more than you. They messed up the whole executive members of the managing members of our party, in Lagos. And once you do that, you open the doors for a lot of mess. We warn them, we advise them. You know, that's all you could do. Now, we are now in the throes of trying to readjust. And I believe we can still do that. But, you know, there is also a saying in my part of the world, if you go to the forest and trees are falling on trees, you start from the top.
Do you think that...
We will get through.
Didn't you feel a bit suspicious that somebody coming from the APC is coming to get your ticket?
That wasn't the approach at that time. You know, it was free-willing for people to vote, and, you know, because of the mess created by the National, and it's not only in Lagos. That's the mismanagement of those who are these characters at the National. APC too has the same problem. You know, remember, you know, it's the leadership that must get involved. When you say, oh, I'm not part of it, of course, before you say Jack Robinson, they would have ruined everything you have done. Because what remains unchangeable at the roots of a tree is only the leaves that can change,
that can
fall off, and then you renew and you start again. But the roots, that's why we keep warning these people.
Also, because of this internal instability problems, do you think that gives him a very good shot at the governorship?
We will resolve it. Look, trust me. Let's sort out the mess at the National. And it is a fundamental issue we are talking about. What is good for the goose must be good for the gander. If you take two positions, we also want two positions.
The deputy that from Mrs. I think you see Mrs. or Mrs. Was she a member of your party?
No, she wasn't. No, those are part of the
So how did that then happen?
You know, like I don't think it is time yet for me. Yes,
I'd love to see your memoirs when you write them.
You bet you would love to read them so much. I've started already.
Yeah,
that's why I said I'm winding down. You know.
Yes, you said you retire next year.
Yes, and I take a back seat. I will no longer be partisan, but it will be a good read because so many issues that, as a general, that you know in the military you would never expect to happen.
Were you taken by surprise by the emergence of the lady? Didn't the party sit and decide who would be the deputy governor?
We did everything possible. I don't want to open that page again. Because it will keep, you know, we have opposition parties that are also jostling for the same thing. But I want to assure the public that we will continue to manage ourselves, resolve the issues. Because if we have the capacity to resolve our issues... We will be able to convince Nigerians that when we have bigger issues in this country, we have the capacity to manage such issues.
Is the PDP in Lagos State is it healthy? I don't think so. I mean, if as a party of the stature of the PDP, somebody comes from the opposing party, becomes the candidate, took the ticket, and also you have the deputy with strong members like you. No, because I saw a video somewhere where you had suggested, what's his name now? The Labour Party candidate.
Yes. I don't want to open up the Pandora box.
I'd like you to open them up. I'm a newsman.
Let's keep all my interest in news. You know, these issues, yes, they are there, but I don't think they are completely out of our control yet. You know,
time is running.
We cannot. You keep 24 hours in politics is a dead long time.
But then you see, the 24 hours in politics is a dead long time.
Yes.
The we Ogberis out there who are going to
also, yeah,
we don't see that way.
But you think, look at the opposition party.
Mm.
Because they have a national leader. I mean, the president is the leader. I don't know, in their own concept, they are calling Ashaju the national leader.
Yes.
That's a misinterpretation of the structure of a political party. Even in America, once the president emerges, or he is the presidential candidate,
he's the leader of the party.
The leader of the party.
Talking of leader, you were with Buhari in the military.
Oh, yeah.
And at the Jos convention, he didn't say a word. Why do you think that was?
Which?
When the launch of the campaign, I didn't see him.
You mean the national campaign?
Yes, of the APC.
You know, well, they in our party...
Does it mean anything to you that he didn't say anything?
No, that's their party. You know, I don't know what their rules
are. But isn't it strange that...
It
is strange that, because, you know, I mean, I remember Obasanjo's time.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
When he became the president, he was the leader of the party.
Mm.
You know, so a leader must be a leader. Not that you start running the kitchen, the toilet, and all that. You leave all those things for the people. But once there are issues to be resolved,
You step in.
Is Buhari maybe that is his style.
By your estimation, by your own...
I'm not a member of their party.
I'm not saying, as an observer, watching the tactics of your opponents, do you think he's in charge of the party?
Let me give you my impression of APC as a political party.
Yes.
It is a contraption. The APC is a contraption. And I can tell you, that Nigerians are absolutely APC fatigued. They are tired.
You don't think they are PDP fatigued too?
No.
But remember, the PDP apologized for bad governance.
If you apologize for bad governance, the taste of the pudding, you know,
maybe Nigerians.
All you need to do now that they are on the eighth year of their managing this nation. Let Nigerians ask themselves, honestly, you don't need to tell me. Sit in your room, take your PVCs and pray and ask yourself, would I be doing an injurious issue to myself, to my children, and to your future generations or the grandchildren? Am I better off today than 8 years ago?
But by the argument of what you are fighting for, sir,
yeah,
if Atiku wins, that means we have another northern president for 8 years,
which
you don't think is fair.
Those are issues we are still resolving. No,
but you're not going to remove Atiku, are you?
No, we can't. We have resolved it. If you remember, it took a lot of... I said the zoning issue, which should have been for the political offices and the elective offices.
Mm-hmm.
They did the party positions and left the elective offices.
Mm.
So there was a revisitation to the zoning committee. And that was how we agreed, because they claimed and they begged and they, you know, cajoled. It's a party. And then we said, okay, to pacify everybody, allow all those who have bought the forms
to come,
who had paid. Yes. To go and compete.
Oh, okay, I won't let you go, sir, Uncle, without asking you a question I refuse to ask in private.
Yes.
So that I won't... I want to ask, are you worried about the emergence of Peter Obi? Does it bother you? Remember, sir, your governor in Edo State, Obaseki, had said that he had issued a warning to everybody that this Obi phenomenon, if not carefully handled, would consume.
You know, I maybe because as a general,
yes,
you know, you look at the tactical table, the war is not over until the real end of it. I'm not bothered.
Yeah, it doesn't faze you at all.
No.
You don't think he has any chance at all?
No, not you can't say that.
Because okay.
I don't look at crystal balls.
Yes.
Secondly, I am a believer in the Almighty God, that
yes,
he is the only one
Yes.
Who sees the end from the beginning.
Yes.
All we are doing is just putting our human parts in it. But we are saying, look, put your house in order.
But you think that Obi is formidable?
He is formidable. Anybody that has gotten even Sowore should be formidable. All those other people, there is a gentleman, a young man from Ondo State.
Yes.
I don't remember the name of his party. He is brilliant.
Who's that? That
young man is gifted. And these are materials. The choice will be for Nigerians. Let us give everybody the opportunity to present themselves. Our party, we are still struggling to arrange, manage, resolve our crisis so that we are out undivided. Because a divided house is a defeated house.
Finally, on that election day, are you going to vote, sir?
Oh, you bet.
I will tell you who
I'm going to vote for. That's my choice.
Well, there's a problem, sir. If you can't tell me specifically that you'll be casting the vote for PDP and you will vote.
Yes, I will vote.
Haven't made up your mind yet?
No, we are still... Look.
Is there a chance you might vote for the APC?
Never.
A chance you might vote for Obi?
I won't answer that, but it is not.
I'm happy.
It's not closed.
I'm happy.
It's not closed.
Okay.
It's not closed.
Okay. Now we are going to open up the lines. Do we still have the same telephone numbers?
Yes.
0700-993-993-993, and the female number is 01465-7190. Now please remember, call from a quiet place. Go straight to the point. Our lines are buzzing. Everybody wants to have something to say. Go straight to the point, and please mind your language. Okay. So we'll take our first caller. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Yes, straight to the point. What's the name, please?
Good morning. My name is Val. I'm calling for First Act.
Please go on.
My concern is I'm not too happy with PDP that up till now they've not been able to organize themselves to give APC the fight that they need. The strength that APC they're expressing today is as a result of the weakness of PDP. And it's called for. That is unacceptable. I think by now they ought to have organized themselves completely and fight these issues of internal wrangling. And they are too big to have issues like this.
Yes. Okay. I like that. I mean, that I have always advocated in public, not quietly, that it would be nice to have a balance, you know, at state level. But they've dusted you for a long time.
No. You know, all those previous elections.
Yes.
Have been manipulated.
Why didn't you to manipulate? It's part of democracy.
It is part of the democracy. When somebody access your funds,
yes,
you know, in politics, when you finish from your polling station, from there to the collation center, the figures from that point to the next stage, they keep putting something in front of it.
Yeah, I know.
But now, Nigerians have the opportunity.
Yes.
The will of the people must prevail. Because the electronic transfer of results will show wonders. They've tried. Look at what we did in Osun State. Nobody gave us any kudu.
That.
What happened in Anambra State? So I have appealed to the chairman of INEC. Let him perform like he's done in civilized world.
Okay, sir. We have another caller.
And all that.
Okay, sir. We have another caller. Hello, good morning. Yeah. Hello, good morning. Morning. Hello.
Good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning, yes.
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
There's nothing actually to
Who's speaking, please?
I'm Frank Azu calling from Indonesia.
Indonesia. Ah, hi, yeah, I remember you. Morning, yes.
Okay, yeah.
From
so as I was saying, there's nothing to add here. You're a seasoned journalist. You're trying to get words out of Baba. Baba is a general. He's holding to his guns very well. And I just want to just bet Baba that please, he says he's retiring next year.
Oh, yeah.
We need voices like his.
Oh, yes.
Like, we need him to still be speaking truth to power.
Absolutely.
And there's nothing to add. I don't have any question to add.
Okay.
Just
all
listen to you guys is enough. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. We can just about take two more and we'll be out of here. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Agadini.
Yes, morning.
Yeah, I see you bring the general here.
Yes.
So, the general, I throw a salute for him.
Thank you.
Yeah, my pains is that PDP is ready to take over Lagos.
Yes.
But with this, your integrity or integral governance, how can we come over here and say there is no need for other party to convey with the opposition?
Yeah.
That there is no need.
Mm-hmm. Very we bad. Didn't say that.
but he okay, can you explain it? We have just about 1 minute.
Yeah. We nobody said that. You know, in this game now and this season, you have pundits, you have spin doctors, you have all kinds of in his choice. We remain irredentist members of the PDP. Now, Governor Rivers has launched his campaign for all the candidates in Rivers State. Abia is doing the same. Enugu, the same. Autumn had done his own. Oyo will do his own in January. They are not telling you they are going to any political party. If they come to Lagos, they want to help us. All right? He didn't tell you, Lagos, go and vote for another party. He spoke about the PDP. Now, all these characters who are spinning and writing, like I said at the beginning of this discussion, that as you go on this, your political journey, if you need to start throwing stones at every dog that bites at you, you won't get to your destination.
You run out of stones.
Please.
Okay, we can just take just one more caller, and then that will be it. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Morning.
First and foremost, I read online that yesterday was the general's birthday. Sir, I wish you a happy birthday, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Lagos, actually, just like the whole country, is fed up with the ruling party. And for anything, I will support the PDP for Lagos State. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, so that's where we have to close it. Thank you very much, sir, for coming.
You mean it's all over now?
It's all over. We've 1 hour. We have to be out of here.
Exactly.
It's 1 hour. Thank you very much.
I enjoyed it.
And I wish you a happy birthday. As usual, we always enjoy the interactions that we have.
Thank you.
So that's where we're going to end it for today. I'd like to thank Chief Buddy George for being here. It's not easy to get him out. And I only God knows what time he went to bed. Yesterday was his 79th birthday. Next year's one must be a big bash by the grace of God. We'll be back again tomorrow. Tomorrow, of course, Wednesday is Dear Bomi. But I have a treat for the elderly ones. Uncle Bode, guess who's coming on Friday? You remember that column called Walkabout?
Yes.
In Lagos Weekend. The gentleman who was writing it then, Paafalodun, is 80. He's 80 this week. He lost his sight somewhere,
Many
surgery.
Years ago.
So I'm bringing him here to honor him.
That's brilliant.
Yes. You remember Walkabout, sir?
Absolutely.
You took time out of the ships when you were in the Navy to read Walkabout.
Because at that time, you needed fun.
Fun.
You needed fun.
Okay, so we got to go. I'll see you all tomorrow at 9.
Thank you.
More conversation, more talk, more right after this.
Peak protein breakfast. That's the secret.